figured I'd kill two birds with one stone today. I'm doing a walk workout. Of course, as soon as I start talking, you hear the airplane in the background, right? I'm at Bethesda Park. I'm doing a walk today. I ran two times yesterday. Ran once in the morning out of Stone Mountain for an hour, and then I ran with Laura in the afternoon over to Lilburn Park. So I figured today I'd maybe walk for an hour, and as a byproduct of that walk, I can get a Ron's Update out. This should be episode 105 of Ron's Update. I'll kind of go over what's been going on for the past couple of weeks here in the Atlanta area. Of course, you know we've had our share of ice and snow. Our first escapade was the snow jam of 2014, and got a bunch of publicity, and everybody up north laughed at us because all the roads were jammed up. And then I guess it was last week, we had our second one, which was actually worse than the first, but affected us much less because everybody was prepared for it. So we didn't have our roads jammed up. We didn't have any of that kind of stuff. I didn't get out of the house. I guess I ran on a Tuesday, and it came in Tuesday night. Wednesday, I was marooned in the house. Thursday, I was in the house. And Friday, I finally got back out as the road started thawing out. So I had a short week of training because I really didn't do anything. I just figured I'd veg. It was a good excuse to just not do a whole lot. So I got in two runs last week and one walk, which was okay. Came out to be a total of about 10 miles, and that was enough for me, just for maintenance, I guess. As I said, I'm over at Bethesda Park today, and right now I'm walking around. There's a, must be about a quarter of a mile track around the football field here, and I'm on that, and then I'll head out on the trail and just meander all around the park for an hour. So let's see, let's get back to what happened here. I think the week after the first snow jam, we had a track club event. We had the Hearts and Souls 5K on the 8th of February. And I'm not in any racing shape, that's for sure. But I've been doing my runs probably in the 1230 to 1340 range, doing walking and running. So when I did the Hearts and Souls, I used my Galloway timer and just figured I'd do a faster training run maybe, just to get out and, you know, participate. So I haven't done any races in quite a while. So I ended up coming out and running, what was it? It was something like a 31. So, I mean, it was a 10:03 average pace for 5K. Anyway, whatever that was, which is relatively slow, but I was running 2.5 minutes and walking 30 seconds the whole race. So it wasn't like I was racing, you know. So I felt pretty good about the 10-minute per mile time, because that's about, now we've got a train coming by. Hear that? That's the same track that goes by Lilburn Park. It comes by Bethesda Park, too. It's like the main line coming out of Atlanta going somewhere. So there's a lot of freight on it. But anyway, I felt that was a pretty good pace, a 10-minute pace, considering that my daily training runs are between 12:30 and 13:40 in that range. So that's lowering it down about 2 minutes per mile. And I've always been able to pretty much do that in races. If back when I was training at 9-minute pace, I could usually run around 6:30, something like that. 6:30, 6:45, and it still holds true. Even though I'm training a lot slower than I used to, I can still drop down a couple of minutes in a race without any trouble. Anyway, on the Hearts and Souls, it was a fairly large race for a Grand Prix event for the track club. They had over 1,200 people, and it was the first time that they've done wave start. They had three waves. They had the first wave was anybody that was going to be running under 30 minutes. The second wave was anybody over 30 minutes, and then the third wave was kind of for people that were doing their walk, you know, that kind of stuff. So I started at the back of the second wave because I really wasn't going to race it. So I figured, why get up in the middle of everybody that's racing and then slow them up? So it was a fairly good place for me to start because I didn't have any trouble having to get around people or anything like that. It was opened up enough so you weren't clogged up behind anybody. So it's a fairly flat course. You start out at Perimeter College parking lot in Panthersville, and you come out of the parking lot, turn to the left, and in the first half mile, you do go uphill, and then you do a left turn at a traffic light, and then you start going downhill, and then it levels out, and the whole, it's an out-and-back course, so it's level all the way out, turn around and come back, and then you have to go back up the hill to the red light, turn to the right, run down, and then go to the finish. So it basically has two hills. It's the same hill. It's a hill at the start and a hill near the finish, but you get a good downhill running to the finish line. So I've always liked that race, and this is probably the slowest I've run it, but this is the first time that I really wasn't racing it either, so I didn't feel bad about it. And today is, I think, Wednesday, and this coming Saturday, there's another track club Grand Prix event down at Inman Park in Atlanta, and I'm going to go down there and run that again. It's a 8K and a 15K, and I'm going to run the 8K, and it'll be another training run. I'm just trying to do those races to get a speed workout in that I don't count as a speed workout so much, because when you're in a race, it's a whole lot easier to run faster than if you're just going out and doing intervals on your own. So I'll probably set my Galloway timer for pretty much same type of thing where I run 2.5 and walk 30 seconds. So I'll make a interval workout out of it too. So that's what I've been doing. I'm trying to think of anything else. Not so much. So out of the past 3 weeks, or the past month, we've had two incidents with snow and ice, which is kind of slowed me down on my workout routine, but I'm really not training for any particular race right now. I just decided that I would run these track club races to get some speed work done, and maybe I got to look. I think on the 22nd this coming weekend is the that track club event, but something, I don't know if on the same weekend Dirty Spokes has a trail run or not. If it doesn't, if it's on the weekend after that, I might do that race too. Of course, if it's on the same weekend, you can see that I can't do two races at the same time. And of course, the Dirty Spokes race is a trail race. I've been pretty much using the Garmin half marathon training schedule on Garmin Connect, and that seems to be a fairly good training plan. It's based on minutes and heart rate, and that way I don't have to be, you know, trapped into a certain amount of mileage. So that Garmin training plan using the heart rate, you get a lot of workouts, zone 2 and zone 4, not so much zone 3. I'm on the trail now at Bethesda Park, and I've run into about probably 4 people back here walking, not too many people running. I put on my Timex World Trainer GPS watch today, which is not my favorite GPS watch. It takes forever for it to sync with the satellites and my Garmin. It, you know, it just about takes about 3 seconds and it's synced up. And this Timex Global Trainer takes forever. That's one of the reasons why I haven't used it much in the past, because I had the same problem. It's always really lagging on syncing up. I get out of the car, I turn it on, then I, you know, open up my trunk, get all my paraphernalia straightened out that I'm going to take on my run, and then I look, and it's still syncing, you know. So it's like stand around for 5 minutes to sync your watch when you could be running. Isn't that impressive? And of course, my run meter on my iPhone, that thing syncs immediately. I think it uses cell towers as well as GPS to find its location, so it's a whole lot quicker. And that's a pretty good app. excuse me. I like using that app because I can run, and when I get through, I can go ahead and put something in the notes and send it to Daily Mile and put it on Facebook if I want. And I think I can probably do Twitter if I wanted to, but I don't do Twitter. I do put it on Daily Mile. And when you do that, it actually puts the link on Daily Mile where you can click and go to the website and look at the workout, look at the map and everything, and your heart rate and your pace and elevation and all that. So I like that, and it seems to be fairly accurate. The other GPS apps that I've used on my iPhone, like Runkeeper, MapMyRun, Strava, they for some reason come up with some really weird distances. Like you can run for 2 miles and it'll show you ran 4, things like that. And but with Run Meter, it's been pretty accurate, so I think I'm going to stick with it. Plus, it's so easy to post things on Daily Mile with it. Today it's about 70 degrees, I'd say, but it's overcast. It looks like it ought to rain, but it hasn't. It's just really overcast, but I guess that probably really isn't rain clouds. It's just cloud, you know. And there's a little breeze blowing. And hopefully I can get in my walk here before it does rain, if it thinks it's going to. I think the weather report today said something like 10% chance. And that's like for the whole Atlanta area, which covers a pretty big area. So it's hard to say if it would rain here or not. Oop, somebody just sent me a text message. You hear that honking? I'm going to turn my recorder off and see what I got. I'll be coming up off the trail here shortly, and then once that happens, I'll be walking around by the aquatic center and then over by the soccer fields, and then I'll end up finishing up by the baseball fields, or past the baseball fields, back to the football field where I'm parked. It's a pretty big park. It's got a lot of different venues in it. They got an aquatic center. It's a pretty nice pool. Then they got this trail, which is a mile and a half loop through the woods. And then you've got a whole area of soccer fields. And when you come around past the soccer fields, you have baseball fields, a football field, playground for kids. It's got a little bit of everything. So, and it's a fairly big park compared to some of them. Oh, one thing I know I wanted to talk about is I've had a Fitbit One. That's a particular model of Fitbit. Since, I guess I got it in around June time frame, and I've been using it pretty frequently here for the past couple of months, and I have gotten on to two groups. Slow Runners Club has a group, and Fidipidations has a group, and I joined both those groups to see how I stack up against the people that are in those groups. And I can't say that I'm in the top echelon, but it gives me some inspiration to get more steps in. My goal amount of steps is 10,000 a day. That's a lot harder than I thought it would be. But if I run, it's not too hard. And sometimes if I walk, it's not too bad. But on days that I'm just around the house or, you know, not doing anything in particular, I'd be surprised how few steps I really take. I mean, we're talking going from 10,000 and over down to around 3,000, which really knocks your average down when you do that. So I've been trying to get in my 10,000 every day. So it is motivating me being in those groups to try to keep my steps up, because I'll log on to Fitbit.com and look where everybody's at and realize that I need to get some more steps in just to be respectable, you know? So, of course, Kevin Gwynn, I don't know how he does it. He's got a zillion steps a day. He's number one in both of those groups. I don't know how it is. He must do a lot of running. I'm not a high mileage runner anymore. Well, I never really was a high mileage runner. In my best running years, probably my average high mileage week would be around 30 to 35 miles. And if I went in the summer, if I went up to running camp in North Carolina that particular week, I might run 65 to 70 miles. But other than that, 25 miles to 30 miles would be about normal for me back then. So now it's much less. I am trying to get it up, though. You know, if I'm going to run any races, I got to get my base up high enough where I can run faster. Because I tell you what, running slow is okay, but if you're going to run in races, you like to feel like you're, you know, doing well. I mean, I used to consistently finish in the top third of any race I'd win in. Now I'm lucky to finish in the middle, you know. More than likely the bottom third. So I figure the more mileage I can get in, the better off I am. Even if I'm supplementing my running with walking to make up the time on my feet, I think that helps quite a lot. I didn't used to think that, but now that I'm an old geezer, I do think that. It works well for me to like alternate running days and walking days. So yesterday I got in right around a little over 7 miles of running, and today I hope to get in about 3 of walking, or a little bit more than 3. And I think I'll pick up my pace a little bit, try to get at least 3 miles in an hour. So let me see if there's anything else I want to tell you. Remember, I've got a website, losttrailrunner.com. You can go on there and check out my podcasts. If you look at the Lost Trail Runner page or the Ron's Update page, it's got a player on it in the right side. You can click on the player and listen to the podcast. And it's also got an area for leaving comments. Pretty basic page. Not a whole lot of stuff there. Then I have my Amazon affiliate store on the last page. You can go back there and see if there's anything that interests you. And if you do buy something, I'll get a little something for it. Won't cost you anything more, but it'll help me with the podcast. So I guess what I'll do is just hang it up for now, and I'll see you next time, okay?
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.